Mexico has long opposed the death penalty and has tried hard to halt the execution of dozens of Mexican nationals on death row in American prisons. But a key Mexican state is now pushing to reinstate capital punishment. The initiative appears to have the support of people disheartened by years of violent, unchecked crime. It also has the backing of Mexico's largest political party. From Toluca, Mexico, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Mexico has not executed anyone since 1937, but these days most residents in one key state want capital punishment brought back. That state, which rings the capital, bears the same name as the country. Nearly 3 out of 4 Mexico state residents support the death penalty, according to polls. In a plaza in the state's capital, a potato chip vendor and mother of 3 says it's the only way to keep repeat violent offenders from walking free.
They pay the judge some money, and then they just walk out with their liberty. And soon enough, you hear someone mention, "Oh, I just ran into that guy who killed so-and-so or raped that child. It's not fair."
This woman refuses to give her name, she says, out of fear for her family.
That's why people don't bring charges. They say, if I go up against that person, he or she will say, "Well, I've got to kill my accuser out of revenge for what they did to me."
Such fear is typical in Mexico State, where kidnappings and murder have come to feel commonplace. This Sunday, residents in Mexico State will vote whether to bring back the death penalty for kidnapping and other violent crimes, such as murder and rape. Behind the movement stands an unlikely force, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, which ruled Mexico from 1929 until 2000. The PRI ended the use of capital punishment, but Mexico State Party President Isidro Pastor says times have changed. In his state these days, lynchings occur with alarming frequency. Pastor says the people deeply mistrust authorities.
If we had the death penalty, it would mitigate other crimes. You know, if there are kidnappers or child stealers and the cops get them and the justice is done, people calm down. In the past, citizens have burned perpetrators, mutilated them, really scary things.
Sunday's vote in Mexico State is non-binding, but if it passes, the PRI says it will push for capital punishment in the state's Congress. This, as Mexico as a nation, takes the United States to the World Court in The Hague, arguing 51 Mexicans on America's death row should have a stay of execution because they didn't receive full representation. Still, if politicians respond to public sentiment, this small death penalty movement could gather momentum and backing in other parts of the country. With Mexico's flawed justice system, says Alonso Dominguez of Amnesty International in Mexico, capital punishment would lead to widespread abuses.
The U.S. justice system is much more efficient than the Mexican system. Moreover, the levels of corruption are much lower there. Here in Mexico, with the death penalty, there's a danger that many, many innocent people will be executed.
The PRI in Mexico State agrees that deep structural reforms in the judicial system would have to accompany a switch to capital punishment. Part of its proposal is to create a jury system, something Mexican courts currently don't use. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Toluca, Mexico.